Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, your host for this lunchtime concert, which today for our spring season finale is full of cellos. The Eastman Cello Ensemble has brought us new music for many cellos, music by David Liptak, Kayla Burns, Arvo Pärt, and Radiohead. David Liptak's music has been performed throughout the United States and abroad by the San Francisco Symphony, Montreal Symphony, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, RPO, Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, and many others. He's also a professor of composition at the Eastman School of Music, where he's taught since 1986. Much of his music written very recently has explored the poetry and magical quality of stars and starlight, imagined and real. David Liptak wrote Broken Cries in the summer of 2001 for the Tarab Cello Ensemble. At the beginning, the music is filled with hesitation. Pauses and silences break the flow of sounds, as a voiced cry is sometimes broken by a breath, or perhaps a sudden thought. Within this one movement piece, there are three sections. The first, called Breathing, is slow and deliberate, with many breaks of sound. The second, called Singing, moves in a more continuous way. Two lead cellos alternate melodic figures in a call and response, as the rest of the ensemble divides into support for one or the other. In the third section, Letting Go, the hesitations are nearly gone, and the music dances. And then a brief reflective coda concludes the piece. Here are members of the Eastman Cello Ensemble with Broken Cries by David Liptak. Broken Cries for Eight Cellos by David Liptak, played by Noemi, Raymond Frise, Cora Swenson Lee, Chan Song An, Isaac Bovier, Robbie Earhart, Lucas Button, Ben Barker, Ben Baker, and Daniel Ketter, all members of the Eastman Cello Ensemble. Thanks for tuning in or stopping by in person for Live from Hochstein. The next piece on today's program is another octet written by an Eastman alum, Kayla Burns, who received degrees in composition and viola performance at the Eastman School of Music. He's now a composer, performer, and conductor based in New York City, specializing in Baroque performance practice, contemporary music, rock and pop, electronica, and free improv. Kayla Burns is a founding member of Alarm Will Sound, It's Not You, It's Me, Signal, and the Wordless Music Orchestra. He's also a member of ACME, Newspeak, and the disco band, Escort. Burns has been commissioned by Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, Library of Congress, and the Kronos Quartet, and you can hear his music around the world at events like the Bang on a Can Marathon, the Look and Listen Festival, Open Days Festival in Denmark, and the Aspen Music Festival. Here is The Things Left Unsaid by Kayla Burns, played by members of the Eastman Cello Ensemble.
Thank you.
The Things Left Unsaid, written in 2006 by Kayla Burns, played by Paul Moskalu, Noman Zolzaya, Mario Bastea Forte, Dustin Seal, Amanda Labaretti, Stephanie Chen, Tapelo Masita, and Andrew Lavin. The piece creates an effect that might have sounded like it was running through effect pedals, delaying or looping, but that's an illusion, an acoustic rendering of a synthetic effect. This is Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall of the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming around the world at classical915.org. You may have heard that WXXI is in the midst of our spring pledge drive to support WXXI's work to share music with the local community and beyond with broadcasts like these. Please consider a contribution to support this work by contributing online at classical915.org. Thank you. According to composer Arvo Pärt, the highest virtue of music for him lies outside of its mere sound. The particular timbre of an instrument is part of the music, but not the most important element. If it were, he said, I would be surrendering to the essence of the music. Music must exist of itself. Two, three notes, the essence must be there, independent of the instruments. With this idea, he created the work Fratre, a free-flowing piece that exists in different versions for different combinations of instruments. And he wrote this piece in 1977. Pärt said, I've discovered that it is enough when a single note is beautifully played. This one note or a moment of silence comforts me. I work with very few elements, with one voice, with two voices. I build with the most primitive materials, with the triad, with one specific tonality. The three notes of a triad are like bells, and that is why I call it tintinnabulation. Here is the full Eastman Cello Ensemble with Fratre by Arvo Pärt.
Thank you.
Pratva, written in 1977 by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, played here on Live from Hochstein by the Eastman Cello Ensemble. For the finale of today's show, the Eastman Cello Ensemble is going to play some music by Radiohead, the song Weird Fishes from the album In Rainbows. It's been arranged here for cellos by one of the students in the ensemble, Ben Baker. Here is the Eastman Cello Ensemble with drummer Daniel Sunshine in Ben Baker's arrangement of Radiohead's Weird Fishes.
Thank you.
Weird Fishes, a song by Radiohead from their 2017 album In Rainbows, arranged by Ben Baker and played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble. What a show! That's it for this spring season of Lunchtime Concerts, but Live from Hochstein will be back in the fall, so stay tuned for announcements from WXXI and Hochstein and details this fall. You can listen to selected past episodes at classical915.org. Also be outside with free music over lunch this summer on Thursdays with Hochstein at High Falls starting June 8th. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. Danielle Varenka is the executive assistant to the president at Hochstein. Today's show has engineering and mixing by Dave Slaberski of West Rush Media, assisted by Dr. Sandra Boyson Slaberski. Special thanks to Stephanie Marsh, our intern, who's been helping throughout this season of Live from Hochstein. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.